Welcome to Moving Through and Beyond, a podcast dedicated to sharing inspired journeys of redefining life, vision, and purpose after immense hardship and grief. My goal with this podcast is to give you hope and to let my guest journeys inspire you to make the choice to keep looking up. I'm your host, Carrie Conley. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Moving Through and Beyond. I am really excited about this one because I have talked on this topic to thousands of people. And I've done this from stage. I've done this in workshops. I've done this with my clients. And it is, I have to tell you that it is the one thing out of all the things I teach, when people come back to me months and sometimes years later, they tell me this made the biggest impact in their life. So I hope that you are ready to listen, have paper and pen in hand, because I'm going to give you a little exercise to do, and I have a free gift to offer you at the end. So thanks for listening, and thanks for sharing this out. So in a recent episode, I talked a lot about why you need to have a crystal clear vision for your life, and how to write one. And that episode, it is entitled, How to Get Clarity on the Direction of Your Life. So if you haven't listened to that, I encourage you to listen to it. Because what I'm about to tell you and teach you will make a whole lot more sense. Not that you can't listen to this episode without listening to that one first, but you'll want to go back and find that and do the exercise in there. Because one of the things that I talked about was all of the reasons you needed to have a really clear vision in your life and how to actually write one. And I gave four of the biggest reasons that I see having this vision, how I see it helps people fix a lot in their life. And one of the things I talked about was boundaries. I talked a lot about putting boundaries around your time and how to do that. But I also touched on how having a vision helps you set better boundaries with the people you spend your time with. And so I want to talk to you a lot today. We've all heard the mantra, you know, you're the sum total of the five people you spend the most amount of time with. And this is so true. The power of your associations can either make or break the success, the successes that you want in life. And this is probably an area that is the most challenging for people to make changes. Because a lot of times the very people that are in your life, they've been there for a very long time. It's hard to make those changes. And we sometimes think it's not a big deal. You know, I don't spend all that much time with them, and it's not really affecting my life that much. I'm gonna really challenge you on this and tell you that it can. So here's what I want you to think about. I want you to, first step of this exercise is I want you to envision that you are standing on a theater and you're looking out into the seats. And each row has about 5 to 10 seats in it. All right, you got the visual. Second thing I want you to do is I want you to take a minute and make a list of all of the people that you spend the most amount of time with, the top 5 or 10, the most amount of time with, you converse with them the most, you allow them to speak advice into you, who are those people? And as you're writing these people down, their names down on a piece of paper, I want you to rank them based on how they make you feel. So this is not a ranking of judgment of them as a person. It's just ranking how do they make you feel when you are with them. So on a scale of 1 to 10, so imagine the 9s and 10s. The 9s and 10s are the people that you can't wait to be with them. They believe in your vision. They lift you up when you need to be lifted. They remind you of your direction. They remind you of your greatness. And sometimes these people are also people that you look to as mentors because they're a little bit further ahead in the game than you are. So 9s and 10s. You can imagine on the opposite end of the scale are the 1s and 2s. And quite opposite of the 9s and 10s, you could actually walk into a conversation with them feeling pretty great. And in about 10 seconds, they've sucked the life right out of you, right? They're just never positive. They're not believing in you. They'll be the first one to be devil's advocate on everything. On the days you want to quit, they'll give you the reasons why to quit. You know, they're just not happy people, and they just bring you down. So the numbers in between, you guys, are what I call my networking people. These are people that emotionally don't really take me up or down. I spend some time with them in conversation. But nothing really taking me up or down with that. So here's the rule of thumb. The only people who should be in that very front row are the 9s and 10s. These are your front row people. And the reason they are only 9s and 10s there is because if you have anybody at a lower number or anybody, let's say, below a five, they're affecting your relationship with the others. And they are affecting how you show up in life. Personal experience, you guys. I literally, running two businesses, bringing so many people into my life, and allowing somebody in for years. I had somebody in my life for about 5 years, actually, that just was, from the beginning, a challenging relationship. But I kept it there for reasons that I thought were the right reasons. And once I let that relationship go in a very respectful way, it changed everything. It changed, again, how I showed up for the other people in my life, and it most especially changed the level of who I attracted into my life. So I want you to think about this. This just popped into my head. If you have a reoccurring theme in some of your relationships, probably it's because you have a relationship that you are allowing in your life that you are still attracting those kinds of people in. There is a law of attraction with how you let people into your life, you guys. And once you cut off something like I did with this relationship, and I owned it, I mean, I attracted her into my life and I allowed it. Once I owned it and realized it wasn't working for me or for her, I never attracted somebody like that in my life again. It changed a lot with my business, changed a lot with my relationships, especially in my family. All right, so now you're starting to think, okay, so I have some people in my front row that don't belong there. So what do I do about that? So I'm going to give you some tips around that. The first thing I'm going to tell you is that if you have somebody in your life that maybe you're even related to that you know you need to kind of distance from you for a while, two things. One, you can just let it organically kind of fade out a little bit. I had a really good friend that was in my life for many, many years. And when my life changed, the relationship wasn't working very well. And so little by little, I just stopped engaging with her as much. And it just kind of took a back seat on its own. It didn't need to be really dramatic. Nothing really. There's no confrontation there. It was just time to move on. But if you do have to have a conversation with someone, and I'm going to use a past client of mine from years ago, when we started talking about the front row, and she said to me, I have somebody in my front row that is not serving me or my family in a very positive way right now, and it's my own mother. And I said to her, okay, so you can't let this fade out. You're going to have a conversation with her. And what I told her was, very respectfully, you can go to her and say, you know what, Mom? Right now, I am working on really personally growing and being more positive for my family, which means I'm going to need to have some time to myself to kind of work on that. So can you and I just maybe talk, you know, a couple times a week, or, you know, will you respectfully and lovingly just give me a little bit of space? And it was not easy for her to do, but she did it. And she said after about 3 months, their relationship changed for the better. No drama, lots of love, lots of respect. She owned it for herself. It wasn't a blaming you kind of thing. You know, you never attack other people. It just doesn't work. Own what you need to own. Respectfully say, this is all me. I just need the space. The other thing that I see people or hear people say to me when we talk about the front row is that they realize that they've got some empty seats to fill. They don't have enough of those nines and tens. And this is probably more prevalent than having to remove people. And so how do you fix that? Number one, you need to be a nine or 10 in your front row, front and center. Because if you are not your own nine or 10, meaning you are able to lift yourself up, keep a positive attitude, you know, choose gratitude in your life, see yourself moving forward and being better every day, it's going to be really, really hard for you to attract those nines and tens that you want in that front row. So check with yourself first. Are you in the nine or 10 list? And the second thing I'm going to tell you, and this is something I have to tell you that I've done very well in my life, is you ask people. Those nines and tens are out there. You just need to seek them out and ask them. So how do you seek them out? Well, I do a lot of networking. I have for many, many years since I started my first business over 30 years ago. I love to network. I love to be in a group of like-minded people who are personally growing, professionally growing. They want to collaborate. They want to help each other out and be those nines and tens, right? So I love to network. And now more than ever, because so much of it is virtual, it's not hard to do. And if you are not somebody who, when I say networking, really excites you, because maybe the thought of you walking into a room of people you don't know scares you, I just want to encourage you to do the virtual thing for a little while. And when I say networking, it might be just something that you get into a meetup of a like-minded group of a hobby of yours. It doesn't have to be any kind of professional thing, right? Just start getting around some other people. Get in healthier environments where you can find those people and just start making some new friends, making some new connections. And when you find that person that you really trust, you can see that they believe in you, they want what's best for you, they see the longer vision. When I was in my first business, I had a team of women around me that saw me where I wanted to go. And they were the people that I said to them, can I look to you for a mentor and a friend and talk to you on a regular basis? If you are afraid to ask, I'm going to tell you don't be, because I have never once reached out to somebody and asked them if we could talk more regularly or look to them for advice or come to them when I need, you know, a little encouragement. Never once have these people said no. I think it's an honor, and most especially if you're afraid to really look up to people that are like celebrity status, quote unquote, in the area of your field that you want to go, because you're afraid that they intimidate you in some way. I'm going to tell you, those people love to be asked for help. They didn't get where they are without it. They want to reach down and help people lift up. So I hope that you take my little front row exercise seriously. Because it is that thing that I said earlier, that you can have one person that you are still allowing there to seep into what you're thinking, how you're feeling about yourself, and most especially the people that you really want to be the nines and tens there. So go back and watch the other episode, like I told you, on how to get more clarity on the vision and direction for your life. And I want to encourage you to take my two free gifts I want to offer you today. One is I have a workbook called Vision is Victory, and it's actually a workbook that will help you write the vision if you need a guide. And I'm going to put a link to how you download that book here in the show notes, but you can also get it by texting the word VICTORY, all in caps, to 26786. And when you write the vision, my second gift for you is I'm going to put my calendar link here in the show notes as well. And for a short time, I'm opening up my calendar to offer some complimentary vision calls. I love to hear people's visions and to see if I can help them get some direction, maybe help them get unstuck in some area in their life so that you can start living the way that you want to live. So thank you for listening to this episode today. I hope it's helped you, and I hope you will share it out and subscribe and keep listening. I'm here to just keep reminding you to keep looking up. If you found this episode inspiring or helpful, please share it with a friend or a family member. In order to be successful on this mission, I can't do it alone. Connect with me at www.carrieconley.com, and don't forget to sign up for my weekly Do It On Purpose newsletter. Let's build this life-giving vision movement together to end this epidemic, save lives, and create purpose.